You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
Hello there, stranger. Where do you hail from?
Oh, from Everplate.
And where are you bound for?
Well, no place in particular.
Well, would you mind telling us something about yourself?
Sure. My name is unknown. Every town is my home. But my heart's always full of joy. I sleep by the docks with my head on a box. I'm a happy-go-lucky boy. I've crossed every mile with a broad, happy smile. It's the one thing I've got that makes life worth the while. I bathe in the sun, and I'm dressed like a bum. I'm a happy-go-lucky boy.
He bathes in the sun, and he's dressed like a bum. He's a happy-go-lucky boy.
My pants look like bags, and my clothes hang in rags. Yet there's no one whom I annoy. My shoes have no soles, and my socks are with holes. I'm a happy-go-lucky boy. When the summer is nigh, gee, how happy am I. I can lay in the grass with my face toward the sky. I don't sing so good, but it earns me my food. I'm a happy-go-lucky boy.
Voice sounds like wheels, but it earns him his meal. He's a happy-go-lucky boy.
I never had wealth, but I'm pleased with my health since I played with my baby toy. I don't want a wife, and I won't all my life. Happy-go-lucky boy. Till my hair turns to gray, I'll keep moving each day. I don't know where I'm going, but I'm sure on my way. So farewell, good men, when we meet once again. I'm a happy-go-lucky boy.
So farewell, good scout, may the Lord help you out. You're a happy-go-lucky boy.
Thank you. burning daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreaming, the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour treated like a treasure rare. Love is in power, now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
It's Radiola, and I'm calling this edition Off the Treadmill because I feel like how I felt the last month. I was kind of knocked off that eternal whatever it is, the momentum. Fred Allen said that radio was a treadmill to oblivion, and it has the thing about all treadmills is they have their own momentum that keep them going, and if you get knocked off for any reason, it sort of gives you pause, and I'm pausing. I'm going to hit the pause button, but not right now, because we have a show to do. Carson Robinson Trio, and this is how I feel. I'm a happy-go-lucky guy and persona non grata. Bum song number 5. That was done in 1929 on Pathé Actuel. I have that. Albert Ammons, oh my goodness, this is great stuff. And his Rhythm Kings, Nagasaki, 1935 on Decca, and that has that ever been reissued? I love it. And he's Ammons is known as a boogie player, but he can stride. Oh my goodness, can he stride? And Willard Robinson with our theme, and the Ipana Troubadours. Wake up, chillin', 1929, and yes, wake up and get off the treadmill. Sometimes you have to. You have to be free ranging. And this is Radiola. And I'm your free-ranging free-range and organically fed host, Andy Sr. I owe that to Brian Wright because he put it in my mind that there were some recordings from the Victor Company that were played slower, well into the late 20s. And I've been playing everything that was electrical pretty much at 78, so... I played this one slower, so this is at the proper speed. It's at 76.59, and I'm going to have to redo a bunch of these, I suppose. But not now. I've got other things to do. Jacques Renard and his Coconut Grove Orchestra, Johnny Marvin on the vocal, When the Morning Glories Wake Up in the Morning. So wake up those morning glories. 1927. Thank you.
morning. Then I'll kiss your two lips goodnight. By the silvery moon, let's sit and spoon till dawning, holding hands and cuddling up tight. Cock-a-doodle-doo, doodle-doo-doodle-doo, when the rooster is crowing. Cock-a-doodle-doo, doodle-doo-doodle-doo, then I gotta be going. When the morning glories wake up in the morning, then I'll kiss your two lips goodnight.
Take a chance.
The Ambassadors, under the direction of Louis Katzman, Proud of a Baby Like You. There's a little swish in there. I couldn't help that, but that's otherwise not a bad copy on Vocalion. You don't see those every day. 1927. Before that, also from 1927, the Coon Sanders Orchestra, I believe recording in Chicago, I Ain't Got Nobody. A couple of double negatives in there, but that makes a positive, doesn't it? And that's how I'm feeling. Jacques Renard and his Coconut Grove Orchestra, Johnny Marvin on there at the proper speed, when the morning glories wake up in the morning, 1927, on Victor. This is Radiola, and our proper speed is slower. I mean, generally speaking, and I'm Andy Sr., and I certainly typify that these days. I turned it down about 8 notches. Henry Burr, Billy Murray, and Carl Matthew is helping out here. Frank Banda, I think, is on the piano. And this, of course, I think was played at that slower speed, too, and it's a 1925 electric. I Wonder Where My Baby Is Tonight, and you'll hear a lot of Henry on there.
All alone, I'm so all alone. Come in.
Hello, Harry.
Hello, old scout.
Why, hello, boys. So you've come around to cheer me up, eh?
Yes, no use making a hermit of yourself, Harry, because of a girl.
Come on, snap out of it, old man.
It isn't worth it, Harry, I know.
Yes, you may know, but I'm through. I've burned up every letter and thought that I'd feel better. I've put away her picture, too. Sent back each little present, and though it wasn't pleasant, it seemed the wisest thing to do. I've done everything I could, and yet
you'll find and find
it isn't very easy to forget.
You can if you try.
I wonder where my baby is tonight. I wonder how my baby is tonight.
Don't think of her, just must fight.
I wonder where she's gone and how she's getting on. I wonder why my baby doesn't write. If she came back, I wonder what I'd do.
There's many more to be found.
I wonder, has she found somebody new?
So many others around.
She didn't treat me fair, and though I shouldn't care, I wonder where my baby is tonight.
I wouldn't feel that way, old kid. I've suffered too, old topper. I'm just a cast-off popper. Some Charleston hound has my gal now.
You tell him, Billy.
I couldn't do the dumb thing. My feet aren't mates or something. Of course, I couldn't teach her how. I don't pine and let the world look black. Not me. I'll learn the Charleston and I'll win her back.
I wonder, does my baby do the Charleston, Bill?
Maybe she does. Say, it might pay you to learn to do the Charleston, Charleston, while you sit and sigh. The time goes dragging by.
I'd like to kill a guy who wrote that Charleston.
Attaboy. I'm going to win my gal back with a Charleston. You might get yours back if you could, Charleston, Charleston. Let's learn it right away. Then we'll no longer say, I wonder where my baby is tonight.
But in the meanwhile, I wonder where my baby is tonight.
I've looked for bluebirds, found only blackbirds. until the day I found you. You've changed my gray days all into May days. Brighter tomorrows are in view. Dear, my skies are blue, troubles are few. Dreams will come true while I have you. Love is my guide, you're by my side. I'm satisfied while I have you. I never care if skies are gray, for since you came my way, my skies are blue, troubles are few, dreams will come true while I have you. I've roamed the highways and I've roamed the byways, looking for real happiness. Love has inspired it, faith has desired it. That's why I found you, dear, I guess. For my skies are blue, troubles are few. Dreams will come true while I have you. Love is my guide, you're by my side, and I'm satisfied while I have you. I never care if skies are gray, or since you came my way. My skies are blue, troubles are few, dreams will come true while I have you.
When the fellows pass her by, she will always wink her eye. And when she talks to them, when she walks with them, this is what they all cry. Does your mother know you're out, Cecilia? Does she know that I'm about to steal ya? Oh my, when I look in your eyes, something tells me you and I should get together. How about a little kiss, Cecilia? Just a kiss you'll never miss, Cecilia. Why do we two keep on wasting time? Oh, Cecilia, say that you'll be mine. Now many funny things occur, and while the boys are courting her, you see, I refer to one case in particular. It seems that she went with a boy named Joe, who was always lisping so. And when he'd ask this miss for a little kiss, it would sound just like this. Doth your mother know that you're out, Cecilia? And doth he know that I'm about to steal you, Cecilia? Oh my, when I look in your eyes, something tells me that you and I should get together. And how about a little kiss, Cecilia? Cecilia, just the kiss you'll never miss, Cecilia. Why do we two keep on wasting time? Oh, Cecilia, say that you will be mine. And does your mother know that you're out, Cecilia? And does she know that I'm about to steal you, Cecilia? Oh my, when I look in your eyes, something tells me you and I should get together. How about a little kiss, Cecilia? Just a kiss, you'll never miss the scene. Why do we two keep on wasting time? Oh, Cecilia, say that you'll be mine.
Jack Smith, and he's the whispering baritone. He's typically fulsome on here, and that's how we love him on Cecilia from 1925. I believe that was also played slow. It's amazing what happens when you slow things down. They do sound a little different and a little more on key, as they should. And some of these are better for that. And I'm slowing it way down, by the way. You know that. Charles Keene, that's actually Charles Cayley. Peter DeRose on the piano. While I Have You, 1926 on Banner. And that plays about 80 RPM, but it's, there it is. You have to keep adjusting that speed. 78 does not exist as far as I could find. 78 is a guess. It's a compromise. People who say they have a lot of 78s must have a lot of things. well, first of all, they don't have any Deccas. Henry Burr, Billy Murray, with Carl Matthew and Frank Banta. I wonder where my baby is tonight. Don't kill the guy who did the Charleston. I like him. I really do. 1925. This is Radiola, and we have stepped off the treadmill a bit. I guess the Australian term is walkabout, which in other words, you might disappear suddenly and then suddenly reappear later on, and that was an Aboriginal term, but I'm going to apply it to me. I almost called the show that, but I figured I didn't have anything with a didgeridoo in it, so maybe a didgeridon't would be better. I don't know. And on Radiola, we're going to proceed. And did I tell you who I was? I must have. The Great Lakes Orchestra, and that on the label has an apostrophe S for lakes, so that particular melody in our culture is not new. They were doing it in 1921. The orchestra belonging to the Great Lake, the Great Lakes Orchestra, all by myself. And that's not a bad thought, 1921.
Thank you.
The asterites. That's not asteroids. You don't want to get hit with one of those. Asterites. That's Fred Rich and his Hotel Astor Orchestra on Harmony. The Black Bottom in 1926, and in there you had Red Nichols. Sounds like Miff Mole, but it's a hot band and good stuff. And yes, don't get hit. If you do, it's not good to get hit by an asteroid either. They probably could punch. The Tennessee Ten, which was the original Memphis Five. I found this out, strangely enough. I'm always finding a lot of things out. The was original Memphis Five with five other guys in there. You've Got to See Mama Every Night, 1923. So it's twice as much jazz for the same amount of money, and I like that. The Great Lakes Orchestra, All by Myself in the Moonlight, or wherever, even, you know, you better be. 1921. I don't know. That's what, well, the Lakes had a good orchestra, didn't they? I knew him. He was pretty good. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm feeling a somewhat lighthearted today, mainly because it's a certain amount of relief that I really am feeling better. It's amazing. I just got through being sick, and now I'm going to see how long it takes me to get well. Harry McDonough and the Victor Mixed Chorus in 1915, early Irving Berlin, and a rather nice one. From Stop, Look, and Listen, I believe, was the show, That Hula Hula.
Hula, you'd be in Honolulu.
The Victor Light Opera Company. And how could you miss that? You know that's a Gems record, don't you? And Gems from Very Good Eddie, which the music was by Jerome Kern, one of his early shows. And that was recorded in 1916. But the songs in there were Wedding Bells Are Calling Me, Babes in the Wood, If I Find the Girl, Some Sort of Somebody, and On the Shore at Lee Lay Wee, or however you'd pronounce that. And those were done by numerous lyricists, which I'm not going to enumerate, but that's all Jerome Kern's music. And he was, yeah, as Oscar Levant said, he was the beginning of the matrix of American good American music from early in that century. He didn't count Victor Herbert because he was born in Ireland, but Kern was our first great homegrown popular songwriter of the 20th century. And before that, we had Princess Wadawasa. Speaking of native songwriters, that was actually Lucy Nicolar, who was known as a performer of Native American songs and culture, promoted the culture, built a teepee up in Maine, I found out, and it's still there, you know, as a tourist and as a cultural center, which was very interesting in the Penobscot region. But there she's accompanied by the composer Thurlow Lawrence and Hubert Small on the flute by the Waters of Minnetonka. And yes, Lawrence wrote that, and that was from 1917, and great to have that. Oh, yes. I do like that. It has a certain, and I like the Eddie South version, too, which probably makes me a Philistine. Harry McDonough and the mixed chorus, that Hula Hula, 1915. And a lot of those mixed chorus people were in the Victor Light Opera Company, so you can you just imagine that. This is Radiola, and we're feeling somewhat at ease, which is what we have to feel. And I'm Andy Sr. And I'm easier said than done. Brian Holland and Danny Coots. This is from one of Brian Wright's great new releases. And it was a two-man job is what it is. Brian Holland on piano, Danny Coots on drums. And this I love because I can, the birds are coming back. They're trying to get warm, but they can't get warm yet. But we'll see if they do eventually. But there's an echo of spring, and let's just enjoy that. That was recorded last year.